got an early goal, which was always good. And then we played some great football, like I said, in the first half, made Plymouth change their shape and showed the consistency that they've been performing at so far. And then obviously the second half, they get a goal back. And we knew about them, their threat from set plays, but the response of the group and the character that they showed to carry on playing the football. And then obviously the sending off helps massively for us. But we've seen so many times in games when a team's down to 10 men that they rally, and we made sure that that didn't happen. I thought our management of the game was terrific.
How did that performance rank amongst the games this season?
It was up there because it was the next one. It's the next performance. From every game we've learnt from and tried to get better and take that into the next game. And we'll be doing exactly the same this weekend.
And great to get Delfonso back, of course, on the score sheet as well. And Sean Longstaff, who brought on, I know he was a late fitness test. I presume they'll be, you know, fully fit for this weekend.
Yeah, both of them will be. And, you know, we've not got the biggest of squads in terms of numbers. On Saturday, we were down to our last 18 at Scunthorpe with those two missing. So it was great to have them back. And you see the quality that they both possess and that we need in the squad. So, you know, it's important that we recover well and look after the players and then give them the best opportunity to perform each week.
How are you looking going into this weekend injury-wise? Is it similar to what it was Tuesday?
Just Mark Cullen and Armand Gangele for us. So we've just got to make sure that, you know, we've recovered well from the journey and that players are ready to go again.
For you, what's been the most pleasing bit of the squad over the last seven games?
The most pleasing aspect has been the fact that there's been such a high turnover of players. The way that they came in and all gelled and produced the level of performances that we've produced in all seven games. We've asked them to play a lot more football than League Two. And that's not being disrespectful to League Two, that's just how it is. And they've really grasped it and took it on. I think, you know, it starts from Ryan Alsop. He's a fabulous goalkeeper, but the fact that he's so comfortable in possession with the ball at his feet enables us to play the way that we want to. And I'm just delighted with the way that they've all bought into it and keep wanting to get better. And that's got to be the same attitude and the same mentality again this weekend.
As a manager, I would expect quite refreshing to be getting goals all over the pitch as well.
Yeah, it's always important that you get people contributing. I have to say, when you stood on the touchline, you want to watch your team play and you want to enjoy it, and that's what's happening at the moment for us. And the fact that people are contributing with goals from all over is a big factor to that as well. It makes you know you're not relying on your striker to score, and you're sharing it around, and that's important. But like I say, it's a good start, but we've got to build on that. We've got a good challenge ahead of us again in Oxford, who play a real good footballing game themselves, and they've got a wonderful manager, and you know, we're really looking forward to it now.